Today, we got to look at the nominees for this year's 73rd Golden Globe Awards. On the big screen, the romantic drama Carol led the way with 5 nominations, including a pair of Best Actress nods for Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. On TV, the nominations followed a trend we've been seeing for years now that the industry indeed is changing. Netflix led all networks, including HBO, with 8 nominations. Joining us for more is NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So, Eric, let's start with the headline. It was Netflix who led all networks in nominations this year, including a Best Drama Series nomination for Narcos, the show about Colombian drug kingpin Pablo Escobar and his cartel's battle with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Here's a clip from the trailer.
The hippies have been replaced by Colombians, and these guys didn't wear flip-flops. We were witnessing the formation of the famed Medellin cartel.
Eric, Netflix grabbed the most nominations. This continues a trend shaking the TV world, yeah?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, the Golden Globe TV nominations tend to be a little ahead of the curve. The Emmy nominations are always considered the more established TV awards, and the Golden Globes tend to favor the insurgents. So what we saw was a lot of nominations for streaming services, and we saw nominations for Starz, which is a premium cable channel that doesn't have quite the profile of HBO or Showtime, particularly in awards. Mm-hmm. And we saw a first-ever nomination for Hulu, the mm-hmm. streaming service that has a romantic comedy called Casual on its air. So this is a set of nominations that's about, I think, trying to look around the corner for what's coming in television and honor that before more established contests like the Emmys get around to it.
And the streaming services are the new kingmakers, it seems.
Yeah, well, streaming is, of course, a huge exploding sector of the TV industry right now. One of the things I thought was interesting, for example, is if you look at the nominees for Best Comedy in the Golden Globes, you will not see a single network TV show, not even favorites like Modern Family or a show like Blackish on ABC. It's all streaming services and HBO, which gives you a sense that, at least for the Golden Globe voters, the idea of quality television is moving more to streaming and moving more to these services that are starting to expand.
Interesting. Multiple TV shows grabbed 3 nominations, including USA's Mr. Robot. Here's a clip of Rami Malek, who plays a computer hacker in the show, talking with an owner of a coffee shop that he might try to expose.
May I help you with something?
I like coming here because your Wi-Fi was fast. I mean, you're one of the few spots that has a fiber connection with gigabit speed. It's good. It's so good. It scratched that part of my mind, part that doesn't allow good to exist without condition. So I started intercepting all the traffic on your network. That's when I noticed something strange. That's when I decided to hack you.
Eric, let's talk about what you like about this show.
Well, what's great about Mr. Robot, number one, is that it breaks a lot of the conventions of normal television drama. We're being told the story in the voice of this hacker, played by Rami Malek, who's been nominated, and the show was nominated as Best Drama. And we learn that he's an unreliable narrator, that there's some things about his story that we think are true that we find out are not true or that are different than he presented it to us. Mm-hmm. And it's on the USA Network, which is a channel that is normally known for much more conventional TV dramas. So to see them do something so groundbreaking was also kind of interesting. One other thing that I think is interesting about the Golden Globes is it's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association that does this voting. Mm-hmm. So they're also more sensitive towards shows that feature Hollywood stars and shows that feature international concepts. So I think that's one reason why, for example, Narcos got a nomination, Mozart in the Jungle, which has a Hispanic person in the lead. That's one reason why we may have seen more diversity, for example, than we saw in the film nominations.
Let's talk a little bit about snubs. You love this year's season of Blackish even more than the first. Here's a scene where Dre, played by Anthony Anderson, finds out his father's surgery went pretty well.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, doctor.
Your father's procedure's finished, and he's doing great.
Tell us a little more about why you felt this show deserved some more love.
Well, Blackish is a show that is not only really funny, but it tries to tackle some really interesting issues involving diversity and involving the difference between generations and how they approach social issues and diversity and things like that. And it all sounds serious, but they are really funny in how they examine this stuff. One of the first episodes of the new season was a look at how different generations of black folks use the N-word and try to justify using the N-word. And it got at the hypocrisy of every every position while also not sounding preachy and also really being funny. And so I think the Globe TV nominations in their focus on the new, I mean, we saw a show like Outlander, for example, on Stars that has a strong fan base, but it's kind of been overlooked by critics and the TV establishment, get some love. In their drive to recognize the new, I think they overlooked a show like Blackish that was new last year, but has raised its game in its second season, and I think deserved to be recognized more than some shows that they gave love to and some performers they gave love to.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks a lot.
Thank you.